Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together the 16th Perek, Perek Tes Zayin, Mizmor Tes Zayin in Tehillim. This is a very fascinating Perek in so many regards. It is one which is really something one should get a chance to learn off by heart, have an opportunity of using this, of saying this, of integrating this into one's life for many reasons. We'll see why shortly. This Mizmor consists of 11 psukim and is divided basically into three sections. The first little section is Aleph to Dalet, the first pasuk to the fourth pasuk, where the Mishorer, where David HaMelech seems to be describing how he has avoided temptation with some form or sort of Avodah Zarah, of polytheistic service. In psukim He to Ches, 5 to 8, it is where David HaMelech expresses thankfulness for his lot in life. And in Psukim Tes to Yud Aleph, the last three Psukim, he talks about his happiness and trust in Hashem's protection. The central themes for this are very profound. The one is leaving misguided thoughts and patterns. David HaMelech talks about how Yirboy Atzva Sam Acher Maharu Balei Sich Niskei Midom Balei Sa Shemo Sam Asva Sai. I don't want to carry their names on my lips. I don't want to be involved with them, says David HaMelech. He doesn't want any part of that. Sometimes we think to ourselves that that refers to those polytheists in the past, those people who are uneducated, backwards Philistines. Not so quick. A polytheist is a person who believes there are other forces in creation which have credence in our lives, which wield power in our lives. Today, we don't necessarily talk about bowing down to sticks and stones. We don't talk about pagan worship in this with the same regard. We use different words for things which we believe are beyond our control. So, for instance, we describe geopolitics, weather systems, economy, terrorism. These are all forces we talk about and give power to as if they're legitimate, uncontrollable powers in the universe. What this Mizmor is saying is that I'm not going to submit to the wave of life as if I am a victim beyond which I have control, because I can call out to Hashem, who in fact is above all the systems in life. That's the first theme, as the Malbim explains it. The second theme is finding the truth. And that is that David HaMelech over here is saying, I'm finding the truth, and because I find the truth, because I find the trust in Hashem, therefore my life is at ease. In fact, the Chidah takes it one step forward into a very specific application where he describes, the Chidah says that this is a prayer which is about David HaMelech saying, Shomreni kel shelo ekoshel bidvar halacha. Not only is it about finding truth in life, but it's finding truth in psak, in the way a person halachically leads their life, which is what David HaMelech is asking for. What is the comforting thought that allows David HaMelech to feel liberated from all these other thought patterns? What gives him the sense of serenity at night when he goes to sleep? And he says, Nechavolim nafluli bani'imim. He says, I got portions, and they were beautiful portions. They were good portions. Af nachalas shafra alai. Even the inheritance was good for me. Everything you gave me was good for me, Hashem. What the Malbim says is that what we are being reminded over here is that we really got a good lot, not just in this world, but because we also are promised the world to come. We don't therefore get stuck in the trappings or the injustice sometimes that we see in Olam Hazeh. Quoting the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Malbim goes so far as to say that there are three attributes which are symbolic of the students of Avraham Avinu as opposed to Bilam HaRasha. And they are Ayin Tova, a good eye, Ruach Nemucha, a lowly spirit, V'nefesh Shefela, and a soul which is lowly. So that is a Talmid of Avraham Avinu. The opposite are true about those of Bilam. And what this pasuk is saying in Tehillim is that when I realize that I don't necessarily need everything, and everything I don't get is not as necessary, I'm not missing it so much, there's a certain liberation, there's a certain sense of calm, equanimity that a person has when experiencing that. And that's what is comforting David HaMelech. It is interesting that where does this Mizmor appear in Tehillah, in a Tefillah, in our davening? It actually appears in a few places. If we should be familiar, Michtam David Shomer Nikel is actually the Mizmor in Tehillim, which is said at the end of davening in a Beis Avel, in a house of mourning, Lo Aleinu, in the case where it is a day where we do not say Tachanun, or a case where we say Musaf, different options in halacha over there as to its application. But nonetheless, it replaces the regular Mizmor of Lanatzach Livne Ikorach Mizmor in a Beis Avel. Similarly, some Nuschaos have the minhag to say it on at the conclusion of Shabbos, and some Nuschaos have the minhag to say it during Kriyas Shema Al Hamita. And the reason is because this Mizmor seems to be focusing on the world to come, understanding that this life is not the be-all, it is not the end-all, there's a bigger picture, which is what gives David HaMelech the space and the serenity to be able to live his life and be able to know what he's doing is the right thing. So given words in the spotlight, what does the word Michtam actually mean? That's the first word of this Mizmor, Michtam LaDavid. So Rashi offers us a few suggestions. He has four options. Number one is, he says it may be a contraction, quoting the Medrash, of two words, and that is Makah Tam, which means to say a wound which is pure. Which it refers to the fact that David HaMelech was born circumcised. His wound, the circumcision which he needed to have, was already there. He was already complete. Rashi says that doesn't sound like what the pshat of this pasuk is, because what does that have to do with the rest of the Mizmor? Another option he suggests is maybe it's a contraction of two words of Mach and Tam, which means to say, referring to a person who is humble and pure. And therefore, it's a reflection on the song. Rashi also says maybe on a more simple level, could just mean the instrument is the michtam, is the type of instrument that this mizmor was meant to be played with. And finally, Rashi's final explanation, the one which he thinks is the most correct, is that it is another version of the word keter, of crown, and the word michtam refers to that idea. What is David HaMelech's crown? It's his crown of pride of the decisions he made in life to find and to trust in Hashem. There is a famous pasuk which we say many, many, many times, and that is pasuk Ches, which is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. I envision Hashem in front of me always, Kimimini Balemot, because from my right hand I will not falter. What does this actually mean? So it's fascinating. This pasuk is actually quoted in the first sif in Shulchan Aruch, in the code of Jewish law in Orach Chaim, Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch starts off, Rav Yosef Karo starts off with the words, Yiskaber Ka'ari Lamod Baboker Avodas Baroi, Shehi Mo'orer Es HaShachar. A person should get up like a lion, he should rise the dawn itself. And the Hagar, Rav Moshe Isseris, in his first comment on Shulchan Aruch, adds to that, he says, "V'al kol panim lo yachir zman tefillah she'atzibu mispanim," you at least shouldn't miss Shachris. And then he says, Hagar, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samed. Quoting our pasuk, I envision Hashem, he's always in front of us. And he says, "Klal gadol ba'Torah." This is a great rule in the Torah. Uvamara satzadikim, and in the lofty levels of the righteous, asher holchim lifnei olekim, who walk in front of Hashem, ki ein yeshivasa adam v'tnu asav v'asakov v'hu levado beveso kishi yivoseinu v'tnu asav v'asakov v'hu livnei melech gadol v'lo diburoi v'archav aspiv kirotzonoi. If a person were to be in the presence of a king, they'd be more careful about the way they ate, the way they dressed, the way they talked. And so it wouldn't be the same as when they're in the king's presence, when they're not in the king's presence, when you're in a very, very serious interview, when you're meeting somebody very important, right? It's a difference. Therefore, he says, "Kol shekein kishiyasim adam al liboy shamelech hagadol haKadosh Baruch Hu molei kol adam kavodah molei kol haaretz kavodah." Hashem fills the entire world. He sees everything you do, and therefore, even in private, a person has to be careful how they act. Therefore, that's how a person should be getting up with zrizus, with alacrity. In fact, the Ben Ishchai says in an application lahalacha, the Ben Ishchai says a person should be careful how they dress. Person shouldn't just remove all their clothes and stand naked. A person should dress in a tznir stick away, even if the person is by themselves. They should put on their pants in a careful way, their shirt in a careful way. They shouldn't just be, ripping off all their clothes and walking around like that, because a person is always in the presence of Hashem. Just an application, a sensitivity, which is learned from this very pasuk. And the response to this awareness is what David HaMelech continues to say in pasuk Tes, Lochein samach libi, thereby knowing this, knowing that Hashem is always here, my heart will be happy. Vayagel kvodi, my spirit, the kvodi refers to the neshama, will one level of the soul will be enjoy. Af besori yishkon levetach, and even my flesh will dwell securely. It's fascinating that means to say that on a emotional, spiritual, and physical level a person will be able to live a happier life. Not just the fact that the cortisol levels will drop, when a person has a sense of calmness and purpose, when a person knows that they can trust in Hashem and they're not being tossed like by the waves, like flotsam and jetsam. But the person also understands that their life, even their physical well-being, their houses, their investments, they know it's all right because Hashem's got them. Hashem's got them covered. We're in this for the long run. There's a world to come too. It also, this pasuk also does appear in many shuls above the ark, the Aron HaKodesh, or on the Amud, which is the podium where the Baal Tefillah davens. Just to close the thought of Rav Yisrael of Ruzhin, who would say, the Rishon would say, that when we say Shemisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed, the emphasis over here is the word Shaveh. Shaveh means equal. And what it really means to say is that when we look at the interaction of Hashem in our lives, we say that the Din and the Rachmim, the justice and the mercy, are Shaveh. I'm going to respond to the things which are difficult in the same way I respond to things which are joyous. And that's what a person is saying when they say Shivisi Hashem, that I'm going to accept every aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life, the easier and the less easy ones to appreciate. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.